Organized by Movement Grand Rapids Homes for All, nearly 30 handwritten letters from people directly affected by the city's affordable housing crisis were delivered to the city's commission at their bi-monthly meeting, as dozens of people showed up in an effort to put pressure on the commission to address the issue. Grand Rapids Homes for All Jolanda Howe says the city needed to hear firsthand from real people living in Grand Rapids who are suffering.
We have a lot of disparity in terms of who owns homes and who's renting homes. There's racial disparity there. There is a lot of income disparity. And so we're concerned about that at Grand Rapids Homes for All because we see that there's people in our city who are being left behind, who are being priced out of their neighborhoods. And we want to see our city grow in a way that brings everyone forward and everyone up.
City Commissioner Dave Allen told WGVU at the meeting the city is doing everything in its power to address affordable housing.
I think if you look at the existing state and federal funding for affordable housing, we're hitting on all cylinders here. We have some of the best nonprofit housing corporations. Our Habitats, we're the highest producing Habitat chapters in the nation. So, and the city fully supports them. With the existing things that are there, we're doing all we can. And I think we're doing it to a high level.
However, even on the city commission's official agenda, the affordable housing is referred to as a crisis. Allen says the city is facing this head on by creating a fund generated through income taxes received on current developments.
Our goal is to raise $10 million within 2 years to help support this kind of affordable housing. And I think we're on our way. We got to put a few things in place. I would envision within the next couple months, the mayor's housing committee will come up with some recommendations that the commission can then vote on.
Last October, Grand Rapids Mayor Roslyn Bliss appointed a 20-member housing advisory committee to look at the affordable housing crisis. Their next meeting is scheduled for March 21st. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.